private property rights advocates are hoping the Pilgrim family's trail use problems in Wrangell-St. Elias National Park will prompt the Bush administration to sign a deal that recognizes the state of Alaska's ideas about rights of way across federal land. Early in the Bush administration, Interior Secretary Gail Norton signed such an agreement with the state of Utah, but so far she has not responded to a draft memorandum of understanding submitted by Alaska at the end of July. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
It's been more than 15 years since then-State Senator Jack Coghill said, "We're going to make a map of the state of Alaska look like a spaghetti bowl," as he put a committee to work researching where the state's old trails were. Coghill wanted to use an old 19th century federal law to gain the right to turn those trails into roads and open up the country, even where they crossed areas of federal land. Coghill subsequently became lieutenant governor in the avidly pro-development administration of Governor Walter Hickel. Now, during the pro-road Murkowski administration, that map is being unrolled for me in the Anchorage office of the Wilderness Society by Regional Director Eleanor Huffines.
This map highlights the 694 priority trails for the state of Alaska to assert as their RS-2477 claims. And this map illustrates the incredible impact to Alaska's national parks, wildlife refuges, and in particular private property as well, primarily native land that could be impacted by these phantom illegitimate assertions.
The state's claimed roads or trails string between villages and spiderweb out from the hub communities like Nome or Glen Allen or Kotzebue. Frequently, they cross through Alaska's immense tracts of federal land, including conservation units, wildlife refuges, and national parks. The old Stampede Road snakes into a notch on the northeast corner of Denali National Park and reemerges in Kantishna, Lake Minchumina, and several other places. The strands on the map have all been documented as transportation corridors that existed before the old law, known as Revised Statute 2477, was repealed. At least some of these are real trails and the access right undisputed, but the courts have left the issue of development rights unclear. And the state argues that subsequent law, such as the Alaska Lands Act, has not extinguished those rights. Even the Wilderness Society is not necessarily challenging the legitimacy of those claims, but it strongly opposes the way they're being asserted by a draft memorandum of understanding submitted by the state to Interior Secretary Gail Norton that would start the process of the federal government disclaiming its interest in a sampling of 14 old trails all over the state. The document was written and submitted by John Katz, a longtime expert on state land rights, who runs Governor Murkowski's office in Washington, D.C. Katz says it is a good faith assertion of what the state believes it's entitled to, and they were very careful in their choice of the 14 trails.
These are mostly trails. They fit the definitions of construction and highway under Alaska law. Those are key definitions under RS-2477. We took great pains with the 14 initial assertions not to affect national parks, wildlife refuges, wilderness areas, or national monuments, and also to reduce possible conflicts with native corporations and private landowners.
Secretary Norton has not yet responded to the draft. Nobody is saying when or if she will. A similar deal she signed with Utah last April has proved to be controversial because it prompted a number of counties to make aggressive assertions about rough and rocky prospector trails deep into desert backcountry and gave the nod to modern four-wheel drive access. There's a similar concern here. The Wilderness Society's Eleanor Huffines says it's not necessarily the 14 trails, but what could follow.
They specifically label these 14 trails as draft pilot program in an attempt to weaken the standards that already exist.
Katz says the concerns are overblown. The state could not possibly afford to do all that much development work on the trails.
So there may be a relatively few number of cases where a right-of-way accepted under RS-2477 could ultimately become a road or trail with more intensive use or greater width. But the number of those, I think, would be quite small.
But Huffines points to one of the 14. It's the hiking trail through Chugach State Park and Chugach National Forest from Crow Pass above Girdwood to Eagle River. Sure, she says, it's never going to become a highway, but this close to the city, it could still become a great deal less of a wilderness experience than it is now. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.